I am speaking with Clayton Bass, the CEO of the Santa Fe Botanical Garden, which has its grand opening next weekend with a wide range of really fun events. So welcome to the Radio Cafe, Clayton Bass.
Thank you, Zelly. Great to be here this morning.
So I just toured these gardens yesterday, which are right across from the museums on Museum Hill, and it is spectacular. It's absolutely a beautiful, beautiful garden.
Well, thank you. We're delighted you could come.
Tell us a little bit about how this botanical garden came about.
Well, this is a dream that has germinated over many, many years, even decades. The Botanical Garden turned 26 this year as an organization and began at that time with a group of avid gardeners, people who wanted to share information, collaborate, learn from each other, have workshops, learn about great resources. And all of this in time evolved. The first site that we were able to acquire was the Leonora Curtin Wetland Preserve down at La Cienega, which is truly an oasis in the desert. And that has been our outdoor learning center for many, many years. And I encourage people, if they've never visited, to look at our website, santafebotanicalgarden.org, and see the kinds of programs we offer there. So that was the beginning. Then later dropped into our list of options was the Ortiz Mountain Preserve. 1,350 acres at the very highest elevations of the Ortiz Mountains. It is spectacular. We also do hikes there at the lower levels, and then twice a year, and sometimes more often, we will do hikes all the way to the top, to the peak of Placer Peak, and it is an amazing thing. We do that in the spring and the fall.
And are these noted on your website? People can sign up
yes,
and go with you?
Yes, they are. Okay. They are. And then ultimately, though, the dream was to have a facility within Santa Fe proper, a botanical garden. It took several efforts to find the right location. You know, it's like real estate, location, 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 right? So the extraordinary thing occurred when about 7 years ago, the property on Museum Hill was able to be leased long-term with the city and help from the state. So we have 14 acres on Museum Hill. We are a new partner and neighbor of the incredible museums that are there. We offer a very different experience of New Mexico and of Santa Fe, but one that's very complementary to what they do. So now that opens, and we will have the three different sites, and we'll continue to do programming for all three, and it gives us an incredible range of options.
So for people who may not be aware of what a botanical garden is, can you tell us what the role is that this garden can play for the community?
Absolutely. We are an authentic botanical garden in that it is all about New Mexico, the plant communities that are indigenous or native to New Mexico. This is an incredible outdoor learning center where people of all ages can come and enjoy the incredible beauty that is New Mexico. We want people to have a very rich and beautiful experience, both enjoying the plants, but also the variety of spaces that have been created within the botanical garden. Phase one is called the Orchard Gardens, and it taps into that wonderful history here in New Mexico of having fruit orchards. And so central to that is the orchard, and we will be producing fruit from our 12 beautiful trees. They are peaches, pears, apricots, cherry, apple, and the fruit that is created by these beautiful trees we will use within our own programs. We will also be partnering with Kitchen Angels to make sure that any additional fruit is made available to people that want it and need it. So the Botanical Garden is truly an outdoor learning center. We're focusing on water conservation. We're also helping people understand and appreciate the incredible plants that are here in New Mexico. We also have some examples of plants, and we'll continue to add to this, that are from parallel climate zones from around the world. So that's a really interesting thing as well.
Tell us about some of these plants, the plants that are indigenous here in New Mexico,
right,
and also this idea of the parallel climate zone. I like
right,
that.
Right. Well, for example, and this is a plant certainly that is much loved, I think, among many gardeners, the golden rain tree. Just when you come into the botanical garden after coming through the admissions kiosk and the welcome ramada, to the right, there's an incredible example of the golden rain tree, which is actually indigenous to China, but it's from a part of China that is very parallel as far as dryness, climate throughout the year. So it does really well here in Santa Fe. As a matter of fact, it's just beginning to bloom. So that's really fun. Another favorite, and I think right now it's on our website as our featured plant of the month, is the Yucca ristrata, which when you see it in a younger version, it's an incredibly beautiful yucca that's low to the ground. But over time, it goes vertical and establishes a trunk and becomes a very strong, powerful kind of vertical tree. Really beautiful plants. So those are indigenous, certainly in New Mexico, and especially in the southern part of the state.
And you have a little area with a separate cactus garden that has specific cacti, which we're all quite familiar with.
We want people to understand how to be able to do xeric gardening, where little water is used. And of course, there are many examples of plants. There are a variety of Choya cacti that are within that area. I confess, we have been able, although we're not open to the public, the staff and the crews that are finishing up the garden have just been amazed in the past month to 6 weeks, because the cacti in the dry garden have just been blooming like crazy. So it's been really fantastic. But I assure the public, when they come and our members, they'll see lots of extraordinary things in the dry garden.
And they can come in. There is an admission fee to the botanical gardens.
Yes, yes. The admission is $5 for adults. It is tiered so that people 65 and older get a senior discount. Also, to active military get a discount. Students are free, whatever their age may be, and children under 12 are free as well.
But it's this educational event. I mean, this is really worth it. And we should note that it was designed by landscape architect Gary Smith. He's won awards from the American Horticultural Society. And the layout and the stonework is really phenomenal. I mean, just artistically, it's so beautifully done.
Well,
so,
thank you.
Yeah, just earlier we were talking about art in museums, but this is art in nature.
It truly is. Gary, if you were to get to know him, you would see immediately that Gary is an artist. He has done an extraordinary book about the relationship between art and landscape design and nature. He is a practicing artist who draws daily. He is all about art and nature. So he has been involved in this project for 7 years.
Wow.
Although he lives in New York City, he works both here in Santa Fe and across the United States and even in Canada. I think one of the most special things about Gary is that when he takes on a project, he just completely immerses himself in the culture and the history and the place, because he wants the botanical garden to be a true reflection of that place. We're not creating a beautiful English botanical garden or one from the Northwest. This is a New Mexico botanical garden. It's authentic to this place. It has extraordinary stonework that was quarried right here in New Mexico. Everything about this project, other than Gary Smith, I would say, is New Mexico. And we've adopted Gary, so he's now a resident, okay?
There we go.
Yeah, yeah. So there's lots to say about it, but it is a series of exquisite outdoor spaces and places where people can explore. There are the more formal sections of the garden that we saw yesterday. There is a north and south ramada. The one to the south next to the orchard garden will have hemrod grapes growing up and covering that beautiful metal structure. The one on the opposite side is climbing roses, which adjoins our rose and lavender garden. So people are in for an incredible treat, and we hope they'll come out.
Well, and when we talk about gardens in New Mexico, everybody thinks about water. So can we talk a little bit about those features of the garden, the rambla, that deal with water?
Absolutely. From the very core of this project, we always knew that the botanical garden needs to be a real opportunity for people to discuss water and its usage and how to be responsible gardeners. So although, yes, we do use water, of course, we use it as miserly as we possibly can. We have a drip system that is very well designed and thought out. One of the key features that you saw yesterday is an extraordinary kind of earth sculptural project called the Rumbla. And the Rumbla begins at the highest point of the botanical garden and really winds its way down the hill and ultimately winds up at the very bottom in the arroyo. But for people that are listening to this, think of a beautiful kind of stone-lined ditch, for lack of a better word. But it's one that is done in a way that it steps down and creates these very beautiful pools so that when we have really strong rains, like we just did a couple of nights ago, the water does not just quickly erode and run off and go away. Instead, we capture it, and we capture it in these descending pools, which recharges the aquifer and brings it back into the earth so that we can keep it right in the botanical garden. So the Rumbla is an amazing thing to see in its own right. It's one of my favorite features of the garden.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful piece of art. And
it is.
Functional that people who have lots of gardens could implement something like that in their garden.
Absolutely. And it's designed by an incredibly talented guy named Reese Baker, who is quite well known here in Santa Fe for his work in this type of area. Yes.
And there's also a lot around erosion control, correct? And storm, I mean, this is part of stormwater management as well.
Certainly, it is. The arroyo, there was a great deal of work done by the Botanical Garden when we were able to begin leasing this property now 6 years ago, leading up to the actual construction of the Botanical Garden. So within the arroyo, there are a number of gabion structures that actually preceded our being there. One of my favorite is done by the CCC project back in the 30s. So the Civilian Conservation Corps. And it's a huge gabion or dam of stones that are within wire netting that has helped to control erosion within the arroyo going all the way back to about 1930. It's actually considered a historic structure here in New Mexico. And our Kearney Gap Bridge was positioned just beyond it so that when you cross the bridge you can see this historic gabion. And all of this is put in beautiful context because Reese Baker's Rumbla that comes down through the garden ultimately terminates just above the gabion. So you see 21st century technology for erosion control and water management in context to things that were built in 1930. So it's a huge outdoor kind of learning experience. We can talk about water all day, and we do, and we will. We want people to plant responsibly. We want children in schools, students of whatever age, to realize they can have extraordinary gardens here in New Mexico, but they need to choose the right plants that really thrive here. And there are many of them, as they will see.
And that information will be in a pamphlet, as I know the plants themselves aren't necessarily marked.
Right. Well, many of them will be marked, but of course there are duplicates of plants within the garden.
Yes.
But there will be plants that are individually marked, although every single plant will not be individually marked. There also is a guide to the Botanical Garden collection, which we will be releasing in August.
Great.
And it will be like an Audubon guide that's very easy to put in your pocket, kind of a vertical format. And that will be a tour of the plants within the garden.
And you were talking about the historic gabion from 1930, but that is overlooked by this bridge, this kind of incredibly beautiful 100-year-old bridge. Can you tell us a bit about
is.
That?
We are so fortunate. Who knew that there is an organization for orphan bridges, but there is. And so we found our bridge from northeastern New Mexico. It had long ago been abandoned because the highway right-of-way had shifted to make the road bigger, leaving this beautiful steel bridge sitting out in the middle of a very large field. We were able to acquire it, and the family that owned it basically sold it to us for the cost of the metal. And it was taken to Albuquerque, totally refinished, sandblasted, repainted, and a kind of fabulous decision was made by Gary Smith about the color. there was a lot of debate, no doubt, about the color. Well, the color is this most beautiful, rich, rich red. And so it becomes this amazing symbol for the botanical garden. I love the symbology of it because we are a bridge to the community. We want to bring people in from all aspects of the community. We want to unite and engage other organizations as partners. So the bridge, in many ways, is a symbol of what we're all about.
I like it. And it is just beautiful, and especially the stormy skies in the background, that red color.
That was pretty dramatic, wasn't it?
That was very dramatic.
Yeah, it was.
So you have mentioned these three phases, because what people will see next week will be phase number one. Can you describe a little bit more the second and third phases that will begin after this?
Absolutely. We are so excited because with phase one nearly complete and about to open on the 19th, at the gala event, which is, by the way, sold out. We've had a huge response to our opening gala. We have approximately 300 plus people coming, and we're so thrilled about that, but it is sold out. But for the next day, on the 20th, that is our members' day. If you're not a member and you want to come that day, you can join there. Memberships are incredibly affordable. We have nearly 1,000 members of the Botanical Garden, and it's growing by leaps and bounds. The next day is completely free and open to the public on Sunday, the 21st. But on the 19th, Gary Smith will unveil at the gala phase two. So he's been working very hard on the schematic designs of that. And I'm going to throw out a term that a lot of people may not know, which is ethnobotany. Not one that comes up every day.
Unless they're following botanical gardens.
Exactly,
the country,
right.
So.
But phase two is completely focused on ethnobotanical ideas and concepts. And what that means is ethnobotany refers to the relationship between humans and plants. And when you think about how we are so interwoven with plants, whether it's for food, for medicine, for dyeing, for structures, clothing, I could go on and on and on. So phase two really explores all of those things, and in many ways it is just a fantastic, creative, beautifully designed outdoor learning center. There will be three different pods within phase two that are learning structures. They are covered, and we can accommodate about 100 students simultaneously, whether those students are 6 or 80, and we hope that there's a full range of students coming to us. So phase two will truly be a learning area. At the core of it is a beautiful plaza. It's about 65 feet in diameter for incredible performances and ceremonies. And we have certainly been having dialogue with our Native American neighbors and getting input from them as well. We want all of this to be reflected within the botanical garden. So phase two is going to be extraordinary. Phase three, which we hope to roll out in about 2 years after we finish phase two, is focusing on courtyards. And so it's playing on kind of the historic courtyards that are so traditional in New Mexico. There will be a beautiful gathering space, the largest one we can accommodate between 90 to 100 or more people. We hope to have beautiful kind of acoustic performances there. It's a great place for dance. It's a great place for Shakespeare in the Park. It's a great place for people to have special events, whether they're weddings or receptions. So that third phase will be this kind of evolving series of outdoor spaces. Again, back to the whole aspect of the botanical garden as a contemplative space. We want people to come and just enjoy the incredible beauty of New Mexico and Santa Fe. And this is one of the best places that I can imagine to do it.
And it is so incredibly beautiful out there. So this opening is going to be next weekend. And the three events are going to be, the official public opening is going to be Sunday, July 21st, right?
That's actually the actual ceremony. The ribbon cutting is this Saturday morning.
Okay.
From 10 to 12.
Great.
But we're open from 9 to 5 both of those days, on Saturday and Sunday.
Well, thank you, Clayton Bass. This has been so wonderful. Everyone, go out and see the Botanical Garden. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.